Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning. And shout out for those tuning in for the first time. It's Monday, baby. I'm feeling good, as you can tell. I'm excited for this week, and I hope you all enjoyed your weekend. I've been on the road, man, for the past week and a half, just conducting business and making sure I bring the best value to all of my listeners as possible. And the reason being is because, for one, y'all rock. Secondly, y'all been with me since day one. And lastly, for those tuning in for the first time, y'all took the chance on me to, you know, check out the station. So I got to do what I got to do. I got to bring that value. And I had the pleasure of meeting a lot of you, you know, in person and made a lot of connections via Instagram and Facebook, which I really appreciate. And I just want to say thank you again for allowing me to be me and just open up and share my experiences with you all that can potentially, you know, help you along your journey in this thing called life. So again, thank you. And to be honest, just opening up here, you know, with that being said, many of you know what time it is, right? It's time we do what we do best. It's time to level up. And today I want to set the bar for this week, right? I don't want us falling off or questioning our motives. Like I said in the past, we're all family here on the station. And in order to get ahead, we have to move together. Like I can't do this without you, right? I can't get to the next level without you. So if I'm not bringing some value or pouring into you to help you get to where you want to go, then I am not doing my job here on this platform. So, you know, I definitely want to dive into that and make that be known from the jump, especially those tuning in for the first time, right? And, you know, sometimes we got to talk about those topics where, you know, they may be a little uncomfortable, right? A lot of people like to shy away from these type of discussions and these type of situations. Like today, I want to discuss some real shit. And this topic may be, you know, a reality check to some. And then again, it may be a reminder to most, right? But we should not be tolerating bullshit no matter what the case may be. You know, getting better requires that you stop repeating the stories of your past that hold you back. See, today's a new day, right? It starts a new chapter every single day. You got a new chapter, new page in the book, right? So why are you tolerating issues from yesterday, the week before, the month before, or a year ago, right? See, in order to grow, in order to get ahead, you cannot tolerate the same issues and/or habits you've been dealing with since day one. It's so crucial. See, if you're really trying to better your life like most of you claim you're trying to do, then guess what? You have to let go of some of the things that are holding you back. Many people complain about their lives every day but continue to point the finger at someone else. So I want this to be clear moving forward. Don't tolerate what you have if you are simply unhappy, right? You have what you have because you tolerate it. You drive that car you drive because you tolerate it. Now, if you refuse to tolerate what you don't want, then guess what? Things will change, right? You wouldn't have it. Like, if you said, I'm not going to tolerate this job, you wouldn't have the job. You only have what you tolerate. So if you choose what you tolerate, then you will continue to have it, right? See, people who have things they don't want have them because they tolerate it. So overall, what I'm trying to say is quit bitching. Come on. We all grown, right? We're all old enough to understand, you know, our rights from wrongs. We understand what makes us, you know, happy, what makes us unhappy. So if you have something that's, you know, not pleasing or satisfying to you, then guess what? You got a choice. You have a choice to let it go. But a lot of you are holding on to it for some reason. I do not know why. But it's time to let it go. It's time to stop tolerating that same habit and same issue over and over. So that's the point, right? You have a chosen life, right? Majority of the things you have so far in your life, you chose, simply stated, right? If you are unhappy, it's because you choose to be. You have a choice. You don't want to tell your friend, you know, how you really feel about them because, you know, they complain about little shit and, you know, you don't want to hurt their feelings, right? But ultimately, like, if you think about that issue and that situation, it's hurting your friendship even more because, for one, you're not willing to tell them and let them know that, hey, you're not going to tolerate the complaining and minuscule bullshit they talk about every single day on the phone. And secondly, is he relevant? This was yesterday. This was last week. They holding on to that little shit and it rolls over. So let me ask you, do you really value that so-called friend of yours, or are you in it for some type of personal gain, or, you know, to fill some contemporary void? Like, you have to surround yourself with people who don't tolerate the bullshit. Like, when you can take ownership for your fuck-ups and not blame someone else, then you will be happy. Because you will feel like no one else controls you. It's that simple. Like, I can't lie, because I'm talking, right? I'm preaching. I'm saying X, Y, and Z. And y'all like, okay, Dre, we hear you. Tolerate, blah, 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 right? But it's like, what are you tolerating, Dre? I know you got some secrets, right? I know you got some stuff going on. And yes, and like I say on this podcast, I'd be open and transparent as possible. Like, I tolerate a lot of shit I don't like, right? I'm not perfect. I'm tolerating, for one, right now, my income level and some relationships that I have. Like, there are things I tolerate that currently I am working on and fixing, which should be the goal for all of us, right? Getting rid of those things we don't want so we can attain the things we do want. And in order to begin the process is by having the right people around you. Like, you have to have someone around you that's intolerant just as well as you are. Otherwise, you'll go back to making sense of tolerating the bullshit, right? Because if you're hanging around people who tolerate, you know, the same thing over and over all the time, guess what? You'll begin to tolerate it as well. Have you ever noticed that? Whether it's a friend, you know, a family member, or, you know, a coworker, whatever, like, if they tolerate it, you just like, yeah, that's cool. Or they'd be like, you know, coworkers go to their job, I can't stand this job. I can't stand, you know, Keisha in here talking, running her mouth. She ain't never working. She always off the floor. She doing this, this, and this. And you just like, yeah, I can't stand her either. Yeah, you know, you tolerate. You like, you building that toleration level up, right? Instead of saying, yo, just chill, just relax. It's going to be good. Just give it a day. You'll be all right. Right? It's a mindset type of thing. But the problem is, a lot of people hold on to, you know, that situation, that issue. Like, if you hang around your friends, your family, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever, and they're complaining about things, but don't make a move to fix it, that's a problem. Because then it becomes your problem, right? The choices that you're making that you don't realize are actually screwing up the choices in your life that has you where you don't want to be. And you begin to question yourself as to, why am I here? Why am I living like this? Why am I driving this car? Why am I eating this donut? Why am I, you know, rewatching, you know, reruns on TV of Hip Hop Atlanta, all that other stuff, right? And many, you know, many people fall into this trap. And I want to give you guys a piece of advice. This is one of the things that my mentor, you know, once told me, and is that if you're not leading, then that means you're being led. And if you don't have a plan for your life, then someone else has one for you. So if you allow others to dictate your life and you begin to tolerate that behavior, then you will forever live below your means and never fulfilling your potential. So don't tolerate average. Tolerate anything but average. Push yourself to do more. Many of you want that lifestyle of doing what you want, which is fine, and I respect that. But the grind has to come before the lifestyle. It has to come before the money. Like, you can't get the money without working for it in some way, shape, or form. So get up and get to it, and simply no excuses, right? So I'll leave you all with this, since it's Monday and we still have a full week to make some great shit happen. If you're tired of tolerating what you have, here's a solution for you. Simply go out today and find someone and make a sale. You want to take care of your kids and get them the new shoes for school, right? Find people who have a problem and solve it. That's the solution. Ask them, what can I do for you right now today? How can I bring some value to you so that you can go buy your kids some shoes? That's how you get ahead. That's how you begin to not tolerate shit, by making a plan and taking action and helping other people solve their problems, right? When your back is against the wall and you have no other option but to do. So simply remember, never settle for what you have. Ask for what you have can be upgraded if you want it to be. Yo, tuning back into the podcast per usual. Shout out to my day ones. And if this is your first time checking out the station and listening to this episode, I just want to say thank you so much for doing so. Hopefully I was able to bring some value to you and help change your perspective on things, especially on today's topic. I'm pretty sure it was definitely interesting. I mean, if it's your first time tuning in, you're probably like, whoa, right? But at the same time, some people who've been rocking with me understand, you know, you got to get down and dirty in some of these conversations and be upfront and transparent as possible. And at the same time, bring that value to help you get to where you want to be. And hopefully understanding, you know, not tolerating the BS and putting up with, you know, what people may push upon you is very crucial to your success. So with that being said, hopefully you enjoy the segment as much as I enjoy creating it. And if you would love to follow me and stay connected, feel free to follow me on Instagram at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EVANS. Feel free to reach out to me, send me a request, or just let me know how I did, you know, on this podcast episode. Or better yet, you know, go back and check out a couple more episodes and come back to me and then, you know, tell me what you thought. Also, definitely feel free to subscribe. You do not want to miss these upcoming episodes, as I have a lot coming up. A lot of people already know I've interviewed a lot of, you know, celebrities and influencers recently. So at the same token, I'm trying to continue that path and, you know, bring some new insight instead of just listening to me talk, right? So with that being said, I'm going to end it short here, guys. And I enjoyed this segment. And again, I look forward to bringing some more value to you all. So until next time, much love, peace, and blessings.